There are thousands of commercials on TV this week, but tonight on HBO, there's an anti-commercial. Critic David Bianculli has a preview of the latest Consumer Reports special, Buy Me That 3, A Kid's Guide to Food Advertising.
Food commercials can make anything look delicious or sound really healthy, and they can also make you think that their product is the best, that you have to have only that one brand, like Coke or Pepsi, Pepsi or Coke. Which brand are you loyal to?
That's Jim Fife, who's hosted all three of these Buy Me That specials so far. And each one has become a permanent part of my kids' video library. Since Buy Me That is on HBO, there are no sponsors, which means the program can fearlessly name names, reveal tricks, and destroy misconceptions. For the Coke versus Pepsi battle, for example, Buy Me That sets up a blind taste test with hundreds of kids, with Coke, Pepsi, and RC Cola poured into cups marked X, Y, and Z. The kids in the test learn a valuable lesson about brand loyalty, and so will the viewers at home.
Well, I think it's going to be a breeze because I drink Coke so much that, and I like it so much that, you know, it's just going to be so simple. I think this one's the Coke. Oh my gosh. I don't know, they all taste the same.
Remember a cereal called Sugar Crisp? Today's kids know it as Golden Crisp, but that doesn't make it any less sugary, as I learned from this segment on sweetened cereals.
Part of a complete breakfast! What does that really mean? You might think you need a cereal like Golden Crisp to have a nutritious breakfast, but do you? Well, the truth is you don't need this sugary cereal. The juice, milk, and toast would give you a nutritious breakfast without the bowl of cereal. And another thing the commercial doesn't tell you. This box of Golden Crisp has the equivalent of...
Fife starts pouring spoonfuls of sugar into an empty bowl, then grabs a sugar bowl and pours all of that into the bowl, then grabs more sugar and keeps going until he reaches the astounding total.
Would you believe 67 teaspoons of sugar? Yeah. Now on the box they call it corn syrup, honey and sugar, but don't be fooled. Those are just different ways of saying... sugar.
Once again, though, my favorite part of the show is a visit with what's called a food stylist, basically a makeup artist for foods in TV commercials. This time, the food stylist is Jennifer Eustock, who reveals some of the secrets that make a TV hamburger look so juicy.
So we only cook him for 20 seconds on either side, and that way he doesn't shrink. Basically, he's still raw. Next, I want to give our star some identity, some definition, like he came off the grill in your backyard, so I brand him with my skewer.
You can probably tell by now that Buy Me That is not just for kids. In fact, it ought to be required viewing for the entire family, because it's a great springboard for discussion. You'll never look at food commercials the same way again. More important, neither will your kids. I do have one complaint about this series of Consumer Reports specials, though. Buy Me That should be on monthly, not annually. And it ought to attack adult advertising as well. I'd love to see Jim Fife let loose on car commercials or blue jeans commercials. Or, come to think of it, even some of those ads for HBO.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post. Mm-hmm.